Welcome to today's episode of the Biblical Prosperity Podcast, where we delve deep into the spiritual insights and practical wisdom for achieving a life of abundance and freedom from financial bondage. I'm Paul Young, and this podcast will journey through a narrative that brings to light the profound truths about God's desire for our financial freedom and the steps we can take to align ourselves with His will for prosperity and a debt-free life. In the ancient texts, we find a fascinating account of David, a young shepherd boy who, by defeating Goliath, secured not only victory for Israel, but also a remarkable debt-free guarantee for his family from the king. This historical moment isn't just a tale of triumph over a giant. It's a symbolic revelation of God's promise to free us from the Goliath of debt that looms large over many lives today. The key to unlocking this promise lies in understanding and applying five powerful biblical principles, each represented by the smooth stones David chose from the brook before facing his giant. These stones are not mere physical objects, but symbolize timeless truths that can guide us to financial freedom. The first stone emphasizes the necessity of knowing three crucial truths. Our God is a debt-canceling God. He shows no favoritism, meaning what He has done for others, He can do for you. And most importantly, He desires for you to live a life free from the bondage of debt. The stories of miraculous debt cancellations throughout the Bible, from the widow's oil in 2 Kings 4, to the tax coin in the fish's mouth for Jesus and Peter in Matthew 17, illustrate that not only can God cancel debt, but He has and continues to do so. As we grasp these truths, we move to the second stone, which calls for action. Faith without works is dead. And to conquer the giant of debt, we must become diligent in both stopping the behaviors that lead to debt and starting the practices that lead to freedom. This includes disciplined budgeting, avoiding impulsive spending, and speaking life and victory over our financial situations. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The third stone speaks to the power of tithing, a practice that opens the windows of heaven. By faithfully returning a tenth of our increase to God, we position ourselves under an open heaven where the blessings can flow, and the devourer is rebuked. As we journey further, we encounter the fourth stone, which represents the golden rule of sowing and reaping, a divine principle that transcends the natural laws of economics. It's a call to generosity, to invest in the kingdom of God, and to trust in His provision and multiplication. Finally, the fifth stone encourages us to place heaven on notice through our actions of faith, prayer, and giving, creating a memorial before God that signifies our trust in His provision and our commitment to live by His principles. Now, let us reflect on these truths through a moment of devotional reading from Psalm 37:25. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. This verse reassures us of God's faithful provision and His care for those who trust in Him. It's a reminder that in every season of life, God's faithfulness remains, and His promises of provision and prosperity are eternal. As we close this episode, let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before You in gratitude for Your unfailing love and provision. We thank You for the promise of financial freedom and the principles You have given us to live a life free from the bondage of debt. Help us to apply these truths in our lives, to act in faith, and to trust in Your divine provision. Open the windows of heaven over our lives, rebuke the devourer for our sakes, and lead us into a future filled with Your abundance. Guide our steps, strengthen our faith, and help us to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us on the Biblical Prosperity Podcast. May you walk in the fullness of God's promise for prosperity and live a life marked by His abundance and peace. Today's encouragement is provided by Biblical Prosperity Ministries over at biblicalprosperity.org.